number 11.
Number 11 is from the Office of the Comptroller, submitting a February 23rd fiscal projection for Milwaukee County. This is informational, unless otherwise directed.
Please.
Mr. Chair, under the under state statute and as adopted into ordinance, the comptroller is supposed to report to you on a monthly basis as to the fiscal condition of the county. Instead of the county has generally done this in the past as quarterly reports, and generally the first quarter and any of the information in the first quarter is somewhat suspect because of the fact that there hasn't been a lot of activity for the year yet. So what we decided to do in order to meet that requirement is provide you a fiscal projection for 2013 as of February by just highlighting some of the issues that we currently are aware of in Milwaukee County. Instead of giving you an overall projection of a surplus or deficit, this is just giving you an idea of some of the issues that we are aware of and what the potential impact they are to the bottom line. And to do that end, each month when we issue financial reports to each of the departments out there, we ask them to report back to us any issues that they are aware of. The Sheriff's Department reported back to us as part of that that they were aware of some issues, and they are projecting some deficits in traffic citation revenue and U.S. Marshal inmate housing revenue of about $780,000, so we're making you aware of that for the sheriff. Fringe benefits, one of the things I'll talk about in a moment is that fringe benefits for 2012 ended up for health care and drug benefits, surplus of about $7 million in that portion of it. And when we did the projections for the 2013 budget, we assumed about a $3.5 million surplus. So taking that fact that we're at 7 versus 3.5, you can possibly say to yourselves that, you know, if everything goes the same way, that you'll have a $3 million surplus in fringe benefits for 2013. So that's an initial projection for that. We're also letting you know what the status is of the contingency fund, but then one of the unknowns that are there right now is the impact of the state budget and what that will have, and that's currently being evaluated by the Department of Administrative Services and by departments out there. So it's intended just to give you an idea of some of the issues that are facing the county, or the positives and the negatives on a financial basis.
Supervisor Lipscomb, Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I just want to make sure I understand it. The fringe benefits is really the biggest item here, since contingency fund was what we established. There's nothing new to that particular. But so with 13 budget, we made some adjustments in a $3.5 million range on our projections on health care, and yet we're still, even after those, we're still projecting that we could be as much as $3 million surplus for 13 in addition to the adjustments we made? Okay. So I'm trying to understand, what did we learn, and that, is that all based on how the 12 actuals played out, or
yes?
But what did we know in October, November? Weren't we already seeing that trend? I mean, that's why we made the 13 adjustment, right?
When the county exec was developing the 2013 budget, and when they gave you the budget, they were projecting for 2012 that there would be a break-even for 2012, which means budget would equal actual.
Right.
And those are the projections that they were receiving from the outside actuary for the county of those estimates. When we were asked to take a look at that at fringe benefits from the comptroller's office, and myself and Mr. Jenkins, Doug Jenkins, met with Willis, met with Matt Hanchek and others, and based upon the trend that we were kind of seeing, we saw that there was a potential surplus for the year, and we saw that probably in the neighborhood of around $3.5 to $4 million for the year. So when we provided our report back to you, we indicated that we were seeing that surplus, and therefore everything for the 13 budget for healthcare is built on where you project that you will end up for 2012. So the exec's office is making their estimate probably in the June-July time frame. We had the factor of a probably August when we were making our estimates to you. So we had probably around 8 months of activity. And in our conversations with the outside actuary, they indicated that since this was our first year of all being on the PPO, and since the PPO, in essence, has certain limits and those types of things where, you know, you have to co-pays, deductibles, and co-insurance, and you tend to hit those limits for families that are now in the PPO, and this is the first year of being that. Families tend to hit that around the fourth quarter, which means after that point in time, then the county becomes more, they become 100%. Mm-hmm. County becomes 100% responsible at that point in time. So it was their projection that in the fourth quarter that our costs would go up and that we would see the trend in costs go up during that quarter. So based upon their review of that, and their expertise, we kind of went, okay, we'll see what happens in the first fourth quarter for that.
This is where they were in the middle of the year. They were expecting to see that, right?
The fourth quarter. And we were doing our projections when Mr. Jenkins and I did our estimates. We were using about August data, September. Right. So we used their expertise, in essence, for the fourth quarter. I mean, one of the things we really need to do is go back and take a look at what actually happened. Where did all of these things come from? But in essence, we ended up with about $7.5 million of savings. So not 3.5 is 3.5 to 4 that I was originally projecting, but around 7.5 to 8. And we $7.5 million for savings in health care, and drug cost. And in essence, the trend that we saw in the first 7-8 months just continued for the whole rest of the year. Mm-hmm. The trend downward in the fourth quarter never occurred. And why that didn't happen, we're not sure. But the trend just continued the whole year. We don't know if it's a volume issue being less people taking health care than originally was projected in the original estimates, whether the changes that were made by going to the PPO and the co-insurance and the co-payments, whether people paid a lot more, the percentage that's taken up by employees versus employer, whether it was more towards the employee, or whether people just started using less services, mm-hmm. Whether people went out. I mean, definitely what we were seeing during the year and, just through conversations with people, definitely people changed their pattern of health care. People made a decision because after they got their first bills of having been on the HMO for a long, long time and now being on the PPO, they definitely made a change in pattern saying, like, I'm only going to go to the doctor when I really need to and those types of things. I know my family did those types of things too. We made choices of what we were going to do because the cost came more to us. So we need to look at that. But in essence, the trend that we saw in August continued for the rest of the year, and that's the savings that you saw. And so, all right, now our expectation is that trend will continue for 2013. I mean, we made additional changes in the budget for 13 for health care benefits and that. And we need to kind of see where those trends are. And that's one of the things I know the Department of Administrative Services, Mr. Kamholtz, and that has already talked to me about for the, the 14 budget, of where the trends are and where things are going. And they're already working with the actuary and working with the benefits office to take a look at that and trying to understand. I mean, the county has made a number of changes to health care in the last several years. And it's kind of like we need to kind of catch up with what is really happening because of all of these changes and what impact that's having.
So the...
It's a much longer explanation.
No, I appreciate it. I learned a few things. So the... I don't think anyone could fault the administration for what the information they had in June. I think when we made the changes in budget, I recall us getting a fair amount of criticism from the administration and the newspaper. But it sounds like the administration's learning from our efforts, and they're embracing that. Embracing some of those changes, they're recognizing that what we were working with when we got the budget was updated data. We had 9 months of the year by then, and you're not reflecting all of that in 13, but a portion of it to continue. And I think that's how they're going to build the work. It sounds like that's how they're starting to build the 14. Budget. So you're going to build in the savings or the restructuring that we started in the 13 budget?
Well, I guess we'll see. I mean, we're still working through the benefits coordinator with Willis, and you have to work with the data that you have. I think what Mr. Mansky was saying is that they were projecting a break even in August. They were still projecting a break even as late as October. And so we relied on our actuary, the healthcare actuary. We're working to try to reconcile some of the differences between where Scott is projecting, where we're ending in 12, and how the impact is in 13, to kind of work with the actuary to see exactly does the trend line drop? Is it still 9%? Is it something else, the 9%? So, yeah, we're starting to ask those questions with the actuary now so we can get a better handle on that. But at the time, again, we relied on the actuary, and the actuary was telling us that there was going to be a break even. And, so that's kind of how we set the budget. We wanted to be conservative in 1950. I mean, this is certainly good. Org 1950, the benefits budget, obviously you want to be conservative. Mm-hmm. You don't want to have a shortfall in your benefits account. But we do need to take a closer look at that, and we're asking some of those critical questions, again, through the benefits coordinator, Matt Hanchek.
Okay. I appreciate the explanation. I just recall a lot of criticism of it, and it seems to have borne out. And I appreciate the fact that we had the comptroller to help us reconcile some of that as we constructed the 13 budget, and that we weren't simply relying on where we were in June. Thank you.
You're welcome, Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Looking at the line discussing the Sheriff's Department and projected deficits in traffic citation revenue and U.S. Marshal inmate housing revenue of $780,000. I'm curious if either the comptroller or anyone else that may be here to present and able to testify could tell us if there is any determination as to correlation, if that deficit would be related to policy or policies established by the county board, or if it would be more related to management of the sheriff's department.
Mr. Mansky, if you can offer, or Mr. Fudge, if you would offer a comment, opinion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Supervisor. Are you asking specifically about the federal inmate portion of that, or the traffic citation portion of it?
Both.
On the traffic citation, there was no particular policy change in the 13 budget. The degree to which the sheriff is writing tickets certainly is up to his office's discretion. The
the budget for that revenue was not changed from the 2012 adopted. I think it totals about a total of about $500,000. On the federal inmate side, there was a significant reduction from 12 to 13 of about $500,000. So the activity level of the federal government providing inmates was dropping, and so the 13 budget took that into account as best as we could. It was set at the Office of the Sheriff's request for 2013. The exec's budget made no changes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like clarification if U.S. Marshal inmate housing is related to the ICE housing or if those are completely separate, if we know.
Mr. Fudge?
I'll do my best to answer. I believe they're largely separate. I believe it's a contract with the U.S. Marshal's office to house individuals that are it's separate from the ICE. ICE activity level is a much smaller amount and is much shorter term, I believe, than the federal inmate population. Hopefully that makes sense.
And, Mr. Chairman, do we know a rough breakdown of that $780,000 between those two topics, if it's 50-50 or how that might be composed?
The traffic citation is $300,000. U.S. Marshal inmate housing is $480,000. And the U.S. Marshal is based upon a trending through the year based upon the last 4 months of the housing that they've had. And U.S. Marshal tends to be a controlled by the U.S. Marshal makes the decision of whether he's putting inmates there or not. Traffic citation account is based upon a three-year average trend that they have. The budget for the year, I think, is, if I'm reading this right, is $2.6 million, and they're estimating it to be around $2.3 million for the year based upon a three-year average.
And, Mr. Chairman, historically, have we always had deficits in traffic citation revenue in the beginning, first few months of the year, where there might be seasonal fluctuations, or does that account within the Sheriff's Department generally? Should we generally expect it to be equal each month or thereabouts throughout the year and stable? Let me summarize that question. Is it normal to see... Is it historically normal to see a deficit in that area at this time of year?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, first I apologize for getting the budget on the parking citations incorrect. The traffic citations in the expressway is the item being discussed. Actually, last year it was much higher in the beginning part of the year, and that was due to a lot of construction, especially down in the airport area. When there's less construction, the value and number of tickets can decline. In general, from looking at the budget last year, it's fairly consistent, the number of citations written and the revenue that's generally received.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, you're welcome, Supervisor. Any other comments, concerns of item number 11? Again, this is early in the year. Thank you. Item number 12, please.